Well, there is no question that when it comes to influence and persuasion in digital marketing, no one, and I mean no one, commands more respect than Dr. Robert Cialdini. If you have never read his books, Influence and Persuasion, I swear you are missing so much in your digital marketing, not only as an influencer and an advertiser, but as just a great marketer. And that's why I'm so excited to invite you to a free webinar where he'll be sharing his latest insights on new e-commerce strategies. Now, alongside Dr. Cialdini, you'll learn from Bass Wilders and the authors of Reputation King, my buddies Scott Brandley and DJ Sprigg. Attendees will absolutely be able to understand exactly how to gain a competitive edge in the marketplace by leveraging online reputation management. Now, that's something that we haven't talked about here on this show all that much. And it's more reason for you to register for the webinar here, which is completely free over at reputationking.com/PT. So join us on April 18th from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Eastern. That's 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific for you West Coasters by registering at reputationking.com/PT. Once again, that's reputationking.com/PT. Cialdini has been a huge influence on me, and I can't wait to see how his new e-commerce strategies resonate with you and how they affect your business in a positive way using reputation management. Make sure that you register for the April 18th free webinar at reputationking.com/PT.
Hello, and welcome to episode number 55. We are here live and in person, all naked at our desks, ready to give you the top podcast.
Dr. Ralph has his doctor's coat on.
You're listening to Perpetual Traffic with Keith Krantz, Molly Pittman, and Ralph Burns.
Hello, and welcome back to Perpetual Traffic. We've got episode number 55, which also marks our 1 year anniversary. How about that, guys?
Woo! Happy anniversary, Molly and
happy
Keith.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to you guys.
I didn't get you a gift.
Oh, I send you something in the mail.
Right.
It's a box of glitter.
Thank God for Amazon Prime.
No, we're pretty stoked. This is pretty awesome. We made it 1 year. Episode number 55. You know, we launched with 3 episodes. Can't believe we made it a year. It's been the favorite part of our week for all 3 of us. And we want to just thank you for listening, you know, and sharing. And for those of you that have reviewed the podcast, thank you for reviewing it. We love doing this. More feedback is welcome. You know, please, if you're a member of Facebook Ads University or you're a member of Digital Marketer Engage, get in there, you know, put in requests for what content that you want. We've got a lot of stuff from you. We love the feedback, but we're excited. Today, we're going to be talking about 5 recent updates in the Facebook ad platform. You know, we talk a lot about traffic in here, and Facebook has quickly over the last couple of years become the number one traffic source for almost any business that I know that is on the very cutting edge of digital marketing. And so we spend a lot of time talking about it, and we thought today would be a great time to talk about some real recent updates, but also how we're using them. And there's been some game-changing changes, and I'm really excited to talk about these.
Yes, thank you to everybody. And definitely stay around for the end of this episode. We have a new and I think pretty funny blooper video for you.
There's the tease.
All right.
We were just talking before the episode. Too bad we don't have the cameras on. We wouldn't be able to get through an episode though without laughing because we're just cracking up at each other. You know, we're all doing all these weird, or at least me, you know, I'm doing weird hand motions.
So, thank God you can't smell me on my end.
I'm always thankful for the mute button.
And thanks to Darren.
Yes.
Darren, we love
you. Yeah, thank you to our editor, Darren.
Yeah, well, really a lot of it goes to him. I mean, the last year has been awesome and him making us sound a lot smarter than I think we really are. So, Darren, we love you, buddy, and happy 1 year anniversary as well.
All right,
let's get into it. Number one, there's a really cool new feature that the Ads Manager has rolled out, and I'm going to let Ralph talk about it.
So it's a feature inside Ads Manager that allows us to do something that we have been using, especially recently, along with a lot of other strategies, to scale up ad campaigns with ROI without increasing your cost per lead, your cost per acquisition. And that is specifically to duplicate really well-performing ad sets that have in our case, typically one ad in them, or maybe one or two in some cases. But usually in the past, what's happened, if you ever duplicate an ad set, it's a great feature that's inside Power Editor, but it's never really been inside Ads Manager. It's much better now inside Ads Manager. It's basically, if you have an ad set that's running and you click the little box that's way over on the left-hand side, immediately Facebook comes up with a message, a gray message that says create similar ad sets. And this is a new button as of just recently. And what it does is it allows you to duplicate that ad set and that interest. And the best part about it is that it doesn't create a brand new post ID. Now, why is a post ID important, you might ask, Molly? Well, it's important because if you have a post that you're running traffic to and you've got lots of shares, likes, comments, all kinds of social proof, typically in the past, when you've wanted to duplicate an ad set or an ad, the ad itself gets duplicated and it sort of resets all that social proof, which is not ideal because what you want to have that social proof. Let's say you've got a post with thousands of shares, thousands of likes, tons of comments. If you duplicated that, like in this strategy that we use to scale up ad campaigns, what would happen in the past is you'd lose all that social proof and you'd be starting back on square one. So this new feature inside Ads Manager allows you to duplicate your ad sets and your ads, but it keeps all the social proof intact. So you end up running traffic to the same post, and that creates more social proof, which then creates more comments and shares and likes. And then obviously at the end of the day, provided that all those things are positive, it increases your conversion. So it's a new little button. It's a lot of folks haven't seen it quite yet. We've started to use it in the agency here, and it's been working out really, really well. Now, bear in mind, this is one part of sort of an overall scaling strategy, but duplicating ad sets is one that really has been working for us extremely well, especially recently.
Absolutely. Yeah. In this last launch that we just did for the Launch Grid, what I did is I actually had one ad that I was really aggregating all of the social proof on, and it had a really high relevance score. And so I wanted to continue to use it. So whenever I was duplicating ad sets to target new audiences for scale, I was simply using that same ad. So although the ad was shown to many different audiences and many different ad sets, that was okay because all of that social proof was aggregating onto one post, which is going to give you a really high relevance score. Of course, social proof is always very, very effective as long as it's positive. So really glad to see that Facebook has worked this into Ads Manager, and it's a feature now. Woo! Hey, Ralph, really quick, will you tell people where to find this button?
Yeah, as soon as you log into Ads Manager, you won't see it unless you actually select a specific ad set. So when you log in, you'll see all your campaigns down on the lower left-hand side, and then you'll see all your metrics on the right-hand side. But if you click out of campaigns and click into ad sets, which is just sort of a drop-down, just on the left-hand side, middle way through, then you'll see a little radio button on the left-hand side. And all you do is whatever ad sets you want to duplicate or copy, duplicate, copy being the same thing, you just select the radio button. And as soon as that radio button is selected, then the create similar ad sets button will show up. It's sort of an elongated button. And then all you do is just click it and, you know, you just create more ad sets using those ads that have the previous social proof on them. So it's super easy to do.
I love it. And even if you have clicked on a campaign and, you know, all of the ad sets are listed out, you're looking at that info. If you select one within my Ads Manager inside of Business Manager, a little gray bar pops up above all of the ad sets and it says create similar avatar set. And then a form pops up on the right side and it says existing campaign, new advert set, new advert. So I could edit it to, you know, copy and put this new ad set into a new campaign. So if you want to see a screenshot of where this button is, we'll include one in the show notes at digitalmarketer.com/podcast.
Yes, yes. Awesome. All right, let's do it. Number two. Number two, two and three are both features of Facebook video ads. So this feature we've actually mentioned on previous episodes where we talk about new Facebook updates, but we haven't talked about how we're using it yet because it was so brand new. And now we're going to talk about some of the results we're getting. And what I'm talking about specifically is a thing called engagement on Facebook audiences. And so inside your audiences section, inside your ads manager or your business manager, you can go to custom audiences and you create custom audience. And then at the bottom, you should have four options: customer file, website traffic, app activity, or engagement on Facebook. Now, you might not have this available. Most people do, but some people still don't yet. It's coming soon, I promise you. When you click on engagement on Facebook, you can now create custom audiences based on video viewers or lead ads. So you're creating a list of people who have spent time watching your videos on Facebook, and they give us six choices. It's crazy. You can create a list of people who have viewed at least 3 seconds of any video, 10 seconds of any video, 25% of any video, 50%, 75%, or 95%. And you can go in and you can select all at once, which is really cool. So if you've done a bunch of different videos or one or two in the last like year and a half, you can go in here and you can say, I want to create a list of anybody who's viewed at least 25% of any video. And you just select them all and it's just automatically created. And that's going to be a warm audience, right? So I look at these as warm audiences. However, you can also create a lookalike audience based off of people who have watched at least 25% of a video, or say 75% of all your videos. And we're doing this right now. So we're running Facebook ads to people that have watched at least 10 seconds in some cases, or 25% of any video. And right now, my 25% audiences are my highest ROI audience, better than website visitors, leads, fans, everybody, okay? My best warm audience, ROI, people that are buying $800, $1,200 courses, are coming from video viewers. And one of my best cold audiences are my lookalike audiences based off of people who have watched 75% or 50% of any video. I'm just going back to all of them. So my audiences are bigger that way, right? Because we all know that Facebook's able to work better when we have bigger audiences. So this is a strategy you can now use for cold audiences and warm audiences. And if you're somebody that's brand new and you don't have a big list or a lot of fans or a lot of website traffic, this is going to be the fastest way that you can build cold audiences based off of people who are engaged with your brand, because you can create a, you know, 2-3 minute video ad, 4 minute video ad, and all of a sudden now create cold audiences, people with similar interests, behaviors, people that have been engaged and watched a significant portion of one of your videos. It doesn't have to be a face-to-camera video. It can be a screen record. It can be any type of video that you want. And so I've been talking about this, you know, for the last couple of years, video ads, and I believe that these video view custom audiences, you can rack them up cheaper than you can clicks to website in a lot of cases, and I call them quality video views. And I think the quality video viewer, so somebody that has seen a significant portion, like 25% or more, is going to be, in a lot of cases, a very high quality lead. And so, you know, there's different temperatures, kind of like Dennis, you talked about in episode 49. There's different levels of a 10 relevant score, right? There's super high 10s. And I think the same thing goes for warm audiences. There's different levels of warm audiences. And this is the way that you can make the biggest impact and get the warmest, hottest audiences to be able to convert people quicker. And we're seeing it happen across the board, aren't we, Ralph?
Yeah, totally. And the lookalike audiences are awesome. Just to tag on to what Keith said earlier, is that we're actually testing this right now for all the different portions of video view, 95% versus 75% versus 50 versus 25. And we're finding that some of the 25% viewed lookalike audiences are performing better than the 95% viewed audiences, that these are lookalikes. So you can create a lookalike audience off how much people have actually watched your video, which in our case, in this particular customer account, is about a 5 or 6 minute video, which is about the typical length. I think it's the same about a length that you're doing right now in the Dominate ads. So we're testing them all against each other just to see what works best. And, you know, there's no clear cut winner right now. They all have validity to them and they're all coming in under our cost per acquisition.
It helps you scale, right? It gives you more audiences. So there's a lot of overlap probably in a 25% and a 95%, but the 25% has bigger volume. So you're sending more data to Facebook. Mm-hmm. They might not be as engaged, but there's a lot more of them. So that's creating a better lookalike audience in this case.
Yep.
But it's just more audiences. Yeah, there might be a lot of overlap, but that's okay. We're finding that, like Ralph said, with the first feature is that that's one of the best ways to scale that we're finding now anyways, even though according to, like, you know, quote unquote, Facebook's best practices, sometimes they advise against overlapping, and we're running similar audiences as separate ad sets. Doesn't mean it's always going to be that way, but we're seeing it work pretty well.
It's just one more way to scale, really. I mean, we really haven't done a scaling episode in a little while, but I mean, it's another way to scale because it's a separate audience. And especially in this audience that we're testing right now, these are massive audiences, a very large, broad appeal product that we're marketing to. So we're looking at any way to get in front of other prospective customers, and a video view lookalike audience is a great additional tool in the tool belt here.
Yep. Get in there, try it. Don't worry about getting it perfect right away. Every time you do it, you'll get better at it. So number three is another video ad feature. And this is something that Facebook is rolling out. You're not going to see it like in the ads manager or business manager, but some of you might have seen these in the news feed. So if you're on your mobile device, you might have seen a video ad where under the video is like the call to action button, or it's all the content from the landing page. And people are sending our Facebook page messages saying, how did you get your landing page to pull into Facebook? And I'm like, I didn't do anything. Facebook did it for me. This is a new feature that they're rolling out and they're testing, which is really, really excited about. We're seeing this with some of our clients. And what they do is they pull the data, the actual sales page or landing page, whatever you're driving traffic to, and they pull that below the video. So people can watch the video from their mobile device and then they can scroll through, and it's all scrollable. It's so crazy. And you can literally opt in right in the newsfeed. It just increases your ROI, decreases your cost per conversion. And this is something that Facebook's rolling out. I think they're testing it too. And we'll see how it goes.
I don't think this is widespread as of yet, but we did see this about 2 months ago, was it, Keith?
Yeah.
We saw it, and it was only for specific users on Facebook. And I think just about everyone has it now, but it's really cool. I mean, if you're not doing video ads to pre-sell your customers, I mean, now is definitely the time, especially on mobile with this new feature. They can literally watch the video and then scroll through your sales page or your opt-in page and decide whether or not they're going to take the next action. It's really, really cool. And we're seeing some good results with it so far.
Cool, cool. All right, so let's move on to number four.
Awesome.
Yep, and at the show notes, digitalmarketer.com/podcast, we'll send you a screenshot of what we're talking about here with these video ads. So let's head to number four. And this is a new lookalike audience feature. And I'm going to let Molly talk about this one.
Yeah, so I've been waiting for this one to appear for a while now. It kind of seemed like a no-brainer, but really, really excited about this one. This is straight from Facebook. They said, we have expanded our lookalike audience functionality to allow advertisers to use a group of customers from one country and find similar people in another country. International lookalikes will help advertisers find people in new markets by identifying those that are most similar to their existing customers in other markets. So really the cool thing about this is that you can create international lookalikes. So whereas before, if you were going to create a lookalike, say it was a lookalike of someone who had landed on a particular pixel, before you would have had to have gone in and create a lookalike for each country that you wanted to target. So, you know, I want a lookalike of everyone who's visited digitalmarketer.com that lives in the United States. So when you start to run ads to lookalike audiences, you could only include, you know, one country per ad set, which took a little bit more time. It didn't allow you to condense everything into one ad set. So now Facebook's adding these international lookalikes, which are going to allow you to, you know, use a group of customers from the US and create a lookalike of people that live in the United Kingdom, which is really exciting. So now you can create a lookalike audience of people in the United Kingdom, even if most of the people that visited digitalmarketer.com were from the US, they're still going to look at data points of the people that visited your website or, you know, like your fan page or on your email list, you know, whatever your custom audience is, whatever the data point is you're using to create your lookalike audience. It's going to allow you to span across countries, which is exciting. So even if the lookalike audience, the data you're basing it on is really heavy in one country, they're going to find other data points on the profile outside of just where this person lives to create lookalike audiences of people that are most similar to the ones that are already converting. So really, really exciting. It's just going to really save us a lot of time too. You're not going to have to create lookalike audiences in each country.
Yeah. And it's a huge time saver. I mean, we would typically, with depending on who the customer is, I mean, we might create 25 or 30 lookalike audiences in 25 or 30 different countries.
Right.
There's usually about 25 countries we call like the big 25 that have a lot of English speaking people in there, and they're good for like digital downloads and that kind of market. But typically we would have to put in 25 lookalikes and create 25 lookalikes off that, whatever it is, off fans or website custom audiences. Now you can do it basically in one click. I mean, it takes a tremendous amount of legwork out of it, and it's a very cool feature that we haven't started to use as of yet, but I can see exactly, you know, how much of a time saver it's going to be, which is the big part
to
this whole thing.
So excited.
Yeah, it's been a nightmare trying to create these. It just takes forever, and a lot of times you don't do it because it takes so long, and then you skip it, and next thing you know, you're not using an incredible feature.
So if you're running traffic in multiple countries, do a little dance.
Picture us all three doing our dances.
We're all about the little dances today.
In the show notes today, we'll have a picture of Molly dancing.
Digitalmarketer.com/podcast.
All right. So number five, let's hit it. What's number five? New matching for custom audiences.
So this is really exciting. And I'll tell you what it is first before I give you some insight into the results we're seeing. Usually when you've gone to upload a data custom audience, you're uploading a list of user information and you're trying to match the user information with information that Facebook has about certain individuals, and you're trying to match them so that you can target those people on Facebook. So before, it was Facebook user ID, which you had to acquire in an ethical way, mobile app IDs, email address, or phone number. So we were pretty limited, and we always saw about a match rate of about 50%. If we would upload our email list, we would expect about half of the people to actually match with a profile on Facebook. And that's because, you know, most people use different email addresses for Facebook than maybe the email address that they gave us. There are lots of variables. Maybe they didn't give their phone number to Facebook, right? And so you upload your list of phone numbers and it's not matching. So Facebook has added a new feature. It's called New Custom Audience Interface for Advanced Matching. So prior to this change, custom audiences only supported matching for one data type at a time: email address, phone number, mobile ID, or Facebook app user ID. The new custom audience interface will now allow you to build a custom audience using multiple data types at once. The following data types will be available for matching: email, phone number with country code, first name, last name, zip or postal code, city, state, country, date of birth, year of birth, age, gender, mobile advertiser ID, and Facebook app user ID. So you can see Facebook has added, they've doubled, really tripled the amount of data points that we can now use to really build these custom audiences. So with this update, you know, you'll be able to improve the match rate and performance of your custom audiences, which is really exciting. For example, I tested this on our Digital Marketer Lab members. So we're uploading a custom audience, a new custom audience each week of our lab members so that we can ensure that we exclude them from ads that they needed to be excluded from. So first we uploaded the old way, just matching email address. Next, we uploaded email address, phone number, first, last name. We uploaded as much information as we could about these people, and we had 500 more matches. So out of 15,000, that's a pretty big increase for us. So really exciting. It just shows that Facebook's wanting to really improve these data custom audiences. And it also allows advertisers that might be more local businesses and aren't as focused on email address. It's really going to allow you to match people based off of where they live, you know, which includes their zip code, city, state, other companies that might be more focused on date of birth, age, gender. So I think it's really appealing to more types of businesses. And overall, this new feature is just going to help us as advertisers. So really, really excited and already seeing a higher match rate at Digital Marketer.
I think this is one of the biggest new features that you don't want to just take lightly. This has been a huge hang up because you had to just do one or the other. And it just, the match rate was pretty brutal. And to be able to have all of these data points now, it's a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, that's an increase in match rate of what, 33%? I mean, that's a whole lot of, you know, impressions that you're not going to waste for people that you don't want to see your ads. I mean, that's a big, big improvement. So this is good stuff here. And I mean, especially if you've got a large database, I mean, that could be, you know, hundreds of thousands of people matching now, especially for custom audiences. Like we have a customer that has a 10 plus million customer base. And that's an enormous list. And when we upload that, we would typically only get a match rate of maybe 50, 60%. But now with this new feature, we can maybe get upwards of 80 or 90%, which is a whole lot more people we can put ads in front of and then create lookalikes off of. So this is huge.
If you're brand new, what this also does, it might take you from having a custom audience that's just not big enough to create a quality lookalike audience off of. But now just that extra maybe 20%, 25%, 30, 35% maybe, all of a sudden turns that lookalike audience into a much better lookalike audience, which now gives you the ability to have better targeting, get better conversions, get more leads, build up your warm custom audiences faster. And it really is a snowball effect. A lot of these little small hinges can end up swinging big doors in the end.
Totally.
Yeah, really pumped about that one. So let us know if you've seen an increase in your match rate.
Yeah. All right. Love it. Love it. So five things. Duplication feature in the ads manager. Video view custom audiences are crushing it. Facebook's bringing in the landing page underneath video ads, in some cases in mobile. And then lookalike audiences, expanded functionality, as well as the new matching for custom audiences. Get in there. Check out some of these new features. Let us know how you're doing. Hope this was helpful. And like I said, we've got lots of screenshots and stuff at the show notes. So visit us there. If you've liked this last year, if you've enjoyed it, please share this podcast with your friends. Please, you know, go over to iTunes and leave us an honest review. We'd love your feedback. And it also helps us get the message out to more people too. So
yes, thanks for an awesome first year of Perpetual Traffic. Many more to come. Let's hope.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk to you guys in a few days.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome to Perpetual Pain in the Ass.
We are super excited to... Sorry.
I think the minions are working behind the scenes inside the Facebook algorithm. They're tweaking the knobs and, you know, turning the screws.
Sorry, I'm like slap happy right now.
I know, me too. You're such in awe of this knowledge.
Good to know, though.
Good to know.
Can you guys hear people in the background?
No.
No.
Can you, Ralph?
No. Can you guys hear the wind?
Are you outside? I wouldn't be outside.
No.
Did you guys hear that? It was a notification, unless it was me coming through my headphones, but I don't think it was. I think it's one of your computers.
Nope. All notifications are off.
I didn't hear it,
off.
But I just sent you all a text, it, so.
Like an email thing or something. No?
Oh, I just heard it.
Yeah, see, it's not coming from my end. Because I have, do you guys have headphones in?
Yep.
Ralph, do you?
You want to get Capone? Here's how you get them.
All right, so today, we are going to, this is kind of going to be, this is going to be kind of like part two of what we did back on episode 8 when we had a two-part series on really how to find, that doesn't really make sense. another tongue twister.
Oh no.
Fishing lure.
Tell Maloney shed hello. We're talking Johnson boxes and grease chute openings.
I'm like, we got grease chutes and Johnson boxes on here.
We're talking Johnson boxes and grease chute openings. Love it.
John Moran here. Q1 is closing and it probably didn't go as well as you'd hoped. I'm sure your agency is telling you that they crushed it, but in reality, it probably crushed you. If your agency isn't on the same page as you, or if there's something wrong but you can't quite put your finger on what, go to tier11.com/apply, that's tier11.com/apply, and we'll get set up on a call to show you a better way to look at your business, not just metrics that make agencies look good.